Good morning.
Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen. It's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer request and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or loved one. It's sure to impact their life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Susie, and I will be your hostess for today. And welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers today? Okay, we're all family. Good morning, family. Today is Thankful Thursday, and it's a day set aside to remind people just how thankful you are for them. Feel free to share your stories regarding this in the Victory Room. This evening, you're invited to join us for Brokenness to Hope for those that have gone through divorce and are seeking to be healed and whole again at 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our online prayer requests for today are Juliet Smith is asking for a prayer for Danette Michelle or Mitchell and LaVon Godfrey. Please pray for Danette or Donette's mental condition. She was just on suicide watch a few weeks ago and appears to be experiencing some personality disorder issues. Also pray for LaVon. She is very depressed due to family issues and loss. Valerie Simpson is asking for her daughter, prayer for her daughter, Nyara Simpson, thanking God she continued to walk in confidence as God continues to anoint her gift in singing. Also, Valerie is asking for prayer for the Declare Victory family, thanking God for a plunge into another dimension of faith and action. Diane Templeton is asking for a prayer for Faye Johnson. The doctor saw a spot on her lungs but are not sure what it is, as she is thanking the Victory family. She's also asking for prayer for Maddie Kamak, asking God to calm her spirit and give her peace and his covering over her family. And she is thanking the Victory family. And Michelle Madison is asking for continued prayer for Madison for Madison while she battles anorexia. Help her to realize she is worth it and is a child of God. The order of the call this morning is scripture will be read by Beverly. The declaration is from our wonderful Tanya. Prayer warrior number one is Tiffany. Prayer warrior number two will be Carol. Prayer warrior number three will be Eric. And closing us out this morning will be Denise Nala Smith. And I'll repeat that again. Our scripture will be read by Beverly. Declaration by Tanya. Prayer warrior number one, Tiffany. Prayer warrior number two, Carol. Prayer warrior number three is Eric. And closing us out will be Denise Nala Smith. Again, let's not forget to mute our lines by using our mute button on our phone or star 6. So everyone have a wonderful day. Be blessed and be safe as I pass the call.
Good morning. I will be reading Hebrews 3, starting at verse 7. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me and 40 years saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation, and I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger. They shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share Christ if we hold firmly till the end with the confidence we had at first. And it has been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. I read Hebrews 3, 7 through 15. May the Lord bless the word as I pass the call.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to make sure you can hear me clearly. Thank you so much for that scripture, Beverly, and for all of you, Susie, and all of you who participated in the precursor of the call. Let's go ahead and get started, you guys. Identical twins, medically referred to as multiple births, are rare and generally a result of ART. No, not the guy, the acronym, assisted reproductive technology. For example, artificial insemination, fertility medication, in vitro fertilization. These and Sophia were identical twins, and Paige, the eldest by 1 minute and 33 seconds, was the fraternal sibling, and they were the first triplets born in their family, community, and city naturally. Though Paige wasn't an identical like her sisters, trying to identify them was still a challenge, especially when they were first born. Their parents, Beatrice and Peyton, saw the difference in their personalities almost immediately, which helped them with identity. As the girls grew, their physical appearance began to change just enough for people who are around them often to recognize them individually based on their character and physical appearance. They were affectionately called three. Like one, two, three. When they encountered community members, relatives, etc., who didn't know which of the three they were talking to. For fun, sometimes the three made a game out of it just to confuse people. Though it was unintentional, they were treated as neighborhood celebrities in their community because no one knew or had ever seen triplets other than perhaps on television or the internet. As children growing up, they seemed perfect. They had a charismatic personalities, an amazing sense of humor. They were outgoing, smart. They were liked by most and envied by some because of their popularity. Their parents did an amazing job helping the girls to remain grounded, to reverence God, respect authority figures, live without regrets, and to appreciate the small things. Let's fast forward 25 years, and the three still live at home with their mother, Ruby. She never remarried after their father died when they were 13. They got on each other's nerves quite often, as siblings do, but they loved each other to pieces. As they matured, they developed a few more similarities that each of them possessed equally. Number one, the greatness that was buried beneath the layers of protection. Number two, resourcefulness. Number three, an insatiable desire for more. And four, their refusal to quit. Let's take a sneak peek into their lives. Paige was the most aggressive of the three, and even though she was only 1 minute and 33 seconds older than her sisters, she wore the eldest three badge with great pride. In fact, sometimes too much pride. She was the prettiest of the twins, and she knew it. And if you didn't know it, she made sure you did before you left her presence. Not quite obnoxiously, but almost there. She had grown quite accustomed to the preferential treatment the three had received over their lifetime, just over their lifetime, due to their looks and unique birthing status. As a result, she ignored basic principles like punctuality, studying, earning privileges, waiting patiently to be served, etc. You know, the normal stuff most of us are used to. This entitlement that she had developed had gotten out of hand. She was fully dressed and ready to leave for church this bright Sunday morning, but decided to inbox Jody, quote-unquote, real quick, to confirm she would arrive by 9 a.m. to help with the teen center grand opening. That was 1.5 hours ago, and she found her fingers plastered to her laptop as if someone had poured Gorilla Glue on the keyboard. She should have left 20 minutes ago. Frustrated with herself yet again, she debated whether she should even show up to church at this point. She was embarrassed that she had taken so much time inboxing people, getting distracted by the cute little postings that people had placed, the YouTube links that she wandered off to. She knew she was being, she knew it was going to be disappointing for Jody because he had promised, she had promised for like the fifth time that she wouldn't let him down. One voice said, just forget about it and stay here. And another voice said, get up! People are depending on you. Sophia woke up completely disoriented, to throbbing in her head and temples, which felt like someone had driven a stake through them, fixating her head to her pillow. She felt Oscar's tail on her cheek and slowly removed the sleep mask. Immediately, though, she threw up her hands to shield her eyes from the sun that invaded her room. For a minute, she wondered if Jesus was sitting on the windowsill. It was so bright. Oscar repositioned himself so he could give her a morning kiss, and he immediately licked her exposed cheek. He knew Sophia hated it, but he had learned it would get her up and moving instantly. As soon as she felt his tongue, she opened her mouth to scold him, but he screeched and ran out of the room so fast it startled her. Crazy cat, she muttered under her breath. Oh, my God, she wanted to scream and run out of the room like Oscar, but she couldn't run from her breath. What had she eaten? She thought to herself because she dared not open her mouth again. Her mouth felt like she had been chewing peanut butter skins with hot sauce on them and cotton all night. She didn't recall ever smelling anything so foul. No wonder Oscar ran out of the room. Oh, my God, she thought to herself. It hurt just to think. When she was finally able to focus, she saw the empty wine bottle and realized she had a hangover. Oscar's soft meows sounded like they were amplified through the fog in her head. She tried desperately to get up, but her pink PJs felt like they weighed a ton. As much as she wanted to brush her teeth, drink a bottle of Listerine, and shower, all she could do was surrender to the mattress that swallowed her up as she yielded to its grip and the guilt of the night before slowly overshadowed her. She heard the tiny voice inside say, get up, get up, get up. But she lay there motionless as the you blew it again tears escaped the corner of her eyes, ran down her cheeks, and formed pools in her ears. B, the baby of the three, was the shy powerhouse. She would much rather take a back seat and did so voluntarily quite often because she was the younger of the three. She was a great listener, though. She was the nurturing caregiver among them who privately encouraged her sisters to do and be more, to stand up for themselves and to live out loud, and to live out loud, while she herself struggled to find her sound. She could sit in a room full of people for hours, and you would never know she was there. By the time it was all said and done, she would have sized up everybody in her presence with the accuracy of a professionally trained profiler. She was intelligent, witty, and funny, but you would never know it unless you were engaged in a private conversation with her, and even then, she would only give you a snippet of herself. It was her turn to teach the youth class. She had prepared her notes and given herself a great pep talk all month. She had done breathing exercises. She had quoted mantras, even scriptures that spoke to her greatness of being wonderfully created and made, and being unique, and I can do all things through Christ, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But today, she found her derriere glued to the chair she occupied. Every time she made an attempt physically, listen to this, every single time she made an attempt to stand up, her knees buckled. The physical reaction of the anxiety she felt was overwhelming. She looked at her watch and instantly panic struck her as she realized she had less than 10 minutes to get to her class, which swung the door wide open for accusation and shame, who were always within arm's reach. They yelled insults and lies to her about being incompetent, stupid, and used a few other four-letter words I dare not utter, because this is a prayer call after all, y'all. The more they yelled, the more she could hear a still, small voice say, "Just show up. You can do it. You were created for greatness. Open your mouth. Shut accusation and shame up. You can do it. Get up. Get up." What caused the inward battles the three experienced? Their father didn't just die. He committed suicide. And unfortunately, the girls found his body on a Sunday morning before church. Bea lost her confidence to the uncontrollable screams that erupted from her voice involuntarily. Sophia tried to drown the memories by self-medicating and living as a functioning alcoholic. And Paige believed that she had been the last one to enter the garage that fateful morning, she wouldn't have lost control of her bodily function. She wouldn't have lost control of her body. Sorry, I lost my place, you guys. One second. Thank you, Jesus. She wouldn't have lost control of her bodily functions that morning as she freely submitted to chaos, unable to move because her world had just imploded. The Saints offered support to the three and their mother, Ruby, through the home care committee, which cooked meals, cleaned their home, assisted with the final arrangements, and checked in with them periodically to make sure they were all right. One of the committee members would always give them a word of encouragement, which went something like this: "Just believe God. He knows what he's doing, honey." Every time one of them said that, Bea screamed at them, "Well, can you tell him to let us know what's up? Because we're confused." But no one ever heard her because she screamed inwardly. Paige began to drink right after her dad's suicide. Not hard stuff, but, just to medicate herself. A couple of her girlfriends at school, they would skip class and go to the store, and somehow or another they got it, or they would bring it home, and after school or on their lunch hour they would and they'd have a little something to drink. But it had gotten old, tired. Old and tired. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And as if on cue, they all decided synchronously that morning to do something about their rut. Now, they weren't within arm's reach of each other, but there was something about this bond that they had as triplets that caused them to experience things together, even when they were apart. In an instant, Paige, who was at her desk, Sophia, who was laying in her guilt, Sophia, who was laying in her guilt, and B, who was stuck to the church pew, they all asked God to help them. And all three of them got up synchronously, independent of one another, but unified in spirit. You might not think it was much, but it was a huge step, one that they had never taken before. They made a decision to do something. What decision? To get up, to take action, even if it was only a baby step. Because the journey of 1,000 miles first begins with a step. What are you waiting on? As I pass the call to Tiffany.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come boldly to your throne in your presence, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we got up this morning, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for another day in the land of living. Thank you, Lord, for your saving grace. Thank you for your protection as we slept throughout the night, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your early rising, Heavenly Father. Lord, I just come thanking you for those who have gone before me and those who will go after me, Heavenly Father, just praying for them, Lord. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you, God, in that through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, you got on that cross and you died for our sins, and our sins have been forgiven, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. Lord, we praise you, and we thank you, and we worship you for your greatest gift in sending Jesus Christ, Lord, to be our Savior, to be our friend, to be our hope, to be our future. Lord, we just thank you that when two or three are gathered in your name, Lord, that we are in the midst of you, Father God, and we're just so thankful for your many blessings that you shower over us over and over and over again, Heavenly Father. Lord, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, God, that you are a God who answers and hears our prayers, Lord. And I'm just lifting up to you, Heavenly Father, all of the prayer requests that were spoken, Lord, and all of the prayer requests that are unspoken, Lord. We just come trusting and standing and believing on your word, Lord, that you will answer our prayers, Lord, that you will meet our needs, Lord, Father. Lord, I just call out Nyara to you, Heavenly Father, and Faith Johnson and Maddie, Lord, and Madison, Lord, and we just pray that you will continue, Heavenly Father, to heal and to guide and to direct, Lord, to keep them encouraged, Heavenly Father. And if there's any names that I have forgotten, Heavenly Father, charge it to my head and not my heart, Heavenly Father. And I just pray for those, Heavenly Father, who are asking for prayer, Lord, that you will answer, Lord, that you will put your loving arms of protection around them, Heavenly Father, letting them know that everything will be all right, Father. Lord, we just thank you and we just bless you, Heavenly Father. We just come to you, God, just trusting and believing and standing in your presence and in your peace, Lord. Lord, I just pray for every household on this line, every man and woman of God on this line, Heavenly Father. I just pray for their household. I pray for each and every family member, Lord Jesus. I pray that you will bless each and every home with your peace and your love and joy in our hearts, Heavenly Father. I just pray that all of our needs will be met, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just pray that you will give us a grateful heart and a willingness, Lord, and a desire, Lord, to share with others the grace and the mercy that you have for them, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, today we come, Lord, surrendering our all to you, Lord. We submit our minds, Lord. We submit our hearts to you, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you will go before throughout this day and make our crooked path straight, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we just pray that you will give us a not give up attitude, Heavenly Father, that we will go out knowing that we are winners, that we are free, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for all that you are doing in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for turning situations around, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our settlements, Heavenly Father, and our miracles, Lord Jesus. Lord, we'll be so ever careful, Lord, to give you all the glory and the praise that you so richly deserve, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray you promise, Lord, that you will supply all of our needs, Lord, according to your riches and glory, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, we just pray that you will help us individually and collectively, Lord, to keep encouraging one another, to encourage ourselves, Lord God, to edify ourselves and uplift each other every day, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just pray that we will walk in expectancy, Heavenly Father, that you're going to do something wonderful and amazing in our lives, Heavenly Father. We're just standing in expectancy, Lord, in excitement, Lord. And, Lord, we're just so in love with you. We're so in awe with you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing in all of our lives, Father. I just pray for everyone on this call, Lord. I just pray for each and every person on this line, Heavenly Father. I love each and every one of you, and I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this line, what it's doing to my life, that it's changing me little by little every day, Heavenly Father. And yet I have not arrived, Lord God. I know, Lord, that you have our backs. You have my back, Lord. And I just lift up to you our families. I lift up to you my family, Heavenly Father, and my marriage, Heavenly Father. I just pray that you will continue to strengthen it, Heavenly Father, and all of the marriages on this line, Father. And I just pray that you will protect our children, that you will love on them and look after them, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for our lives, my life, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you will go with us throughout this day. This is my prayer, asking your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. And I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask you for forgiveness as we seek your guidance and direction. Lord God, you are our shield, our rock, and our Redeemer, and we give you thanks, O Jesus. We love you, Lord. I pray for all of those on the DV call. Lord, bless their lives and meet their needs. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I pray a special prayer for Dion and her family, that you would just continue to bless her and meet her needs in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up all these people who have requested prayers. Touch, heal, and deliver, O God. Lord, I ask you to bless DeAndre. Lord, the God, that he would turn his life over to you. I pray, Lord God, that you would deliver Maddie from the eating disorder. Just let her know her worth, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Nyla Simpson, that she would walk in her gift. Thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, for Jessica, we pray for her results on the biopsy. We pray for traveling mercy for the young lady who was requested, for Mrs. D's friend, the cancer treatment. She was rushed to the hospital. Lord, just touch her body. And for any of those, Lord God, that I missed, I know that you didn't miss them, God, because you know all. Just heal their bodies. Touch and heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would continue to use each and every one of us as a vessel to share and deliver the gift of salvation to those that are lost. Lord, I ask you to bless our unsaved loved ones. I pray for marriages, Heavenly Father, that you would keep them strong and loving. In those marriages that may be experiencing some brokenness, God, I ask that you would restore the love and the unity, Jesus. I pray for families, O God, that your blessings would rest upon them. I pray for all children, Lord, not just my children. I pray for everybody's children, Lord, that you would protect them. Protect them, Lord, lead them and guide them. Keep them, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from hurt, harm, and danger. I pray for our coworkers, Lord, that you would bless them, heal them, and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I also pray for our neighbors. I pray that you would keep them safe and in your perfect care. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your word sets us free, Heavenly Father. I pray lastly, Lord God, for our enemies, for those who hate and spitefully use us, Lord. Please change their hearts and minds, O God. I ask that you would forgive and deliver them from the bondage of hate, O Lord. I ask that you would continue to allow us to give them the balm of love in all of our interactions, God, so that that love can just remove anything that's not of you, O God. Instead of the bitterness and the resentment, Lord, I ask you just, if we should have a God, because we are human, I ask that you would forgive us quickly, O God. I thank you, Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We love you, Jesus. We adore you, O God. We thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen, as I pass the call.
And so, Father God, as I stand in the gap for Eric, God, bless him this morning. God, allow him to get some rest, Lord God, of prayer to go back to work. God, I thank you this morning for every person connected to this line, Lord, that every heart and mind be gravitated towards your perfect will for their life this morning. God, I thank you for pastors and teachers, preachers and apostles, God, evangelists, God. And I thank you this morning that we don't concern ourselves with our position, God, but we concern ourselves with the posture. Lord God, give them great revelation. Give them a heart for your people. Give them a mind to serve you with everything that they have, oh God. Give them the heart to trust you and to obey your will, Lord God. Keep them from all evil. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray a hedge of protection around your men and women of God in this hour. Lord God, for we know that the righteous suffereth violence, but the violent taketh it by force. God, I pray for every city, every state, local government, Lord God, for our police departments, God, for our men on the streets of any ethnicity, oh God, that you would protect them, that you would cover them. God, give your legislation the mind to serve you and to turn back to the hand of God that has kept them for all these years, oh God. Restore peace back into communities. Lord God, give strength to fathers this morning in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for our president, that you would cover him and keep him, that you would protect him from all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for his surroundings, those that are around him, God, that not only hate him, Lord God, but that are assigned to his life, Lord God. But we thank you that your word declares that you bless us in the presence of our enemies. God, that the table has already been spread and made complete. God, I thank you for the nations this morning. God, I pray for Simon in Liberia and Nicholas in Sweden, oh God. I pray for Indra in India, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you know all about them. You know all about their situations and circumstances. God, even this morning I pray for ISIS. God, you know all about the wicked hearts of men. God, I pray that they wax cold in the name of Jesus, that they be rendered powerless. Lord God, that the people that stand for your kingdom be protected and kept and covered, Lord God. And then, God, I pray for each and every intercessor on this call. God, that they would begin to not only heed to the call on their lives, but, God, that we begin to stand and stand fast, oh God, like you did when you dealt with Gideon, oh God. God, that we would lap the water. God, that we'd be so hungry and thirsty and chasing after righteousness that your perfect will in our lives be completed. God, I pray for our families, oh God, that you would protect us and cover us and keep us in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to make us and mold us and shape us, mature us, oh God. God, and then I pray for our haters. Lord God, I pray that you bless them indeed. Bless them for this hour. Bless them for their specific assignment to our lives, God. And I pray that we have the heart and the posture to lean in and give them some sugar. Lord God, I bless you this morning that we are the righteousness of God. I bless you this morning that we are predestined from the very foundation of the earth. God, I bless you this morning that we are beautifully and wonderfully made. I thank you, Lord God, that our confidence is not in ourselves, Lord God, but it's in every good and perfect gift that you've already predestined.
God, I thank you that we'll not only be prepared, Lord God, but that our hearts would be set aside to trust you, that our hearts would be set aside to love you, Lord God. I thank you for the uncomfortable places. God, I thank you for the uncertain circumstances, God, that they're pressing and propelling us into greatness. God, I thank you that we are victorious, God. I thank you that we can stand at the mountaintop and declare victory over our lives this morning. God, I bless you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. God, I thank you that you are sending workers to the vineyard from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that we'll suffer no lack. God, I thank you this morning that your word declares that you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed bear bread. God, I thank you this morning for all of a sudden, Lord God, that revelation would come to us, God, that wisdom and understanding and intellect would overtake us and overshadow us in the name of Jesus. God, that you'd give us a mind to have strategies, Lord God, and innovative, creative ideas to win souls for the kingdom. God, I thank you that we fear not their faces in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that no matter what it looks like, God, that we'll remember that you are for us in the name of Jesus. God, that if you be for us, who can be against us, God? I thank you this morning that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, I just pray this morning that every person under the sound of my voice, God, get in position, play their position well, and watch as well as pray. And while they watch and pray, God, that they'll do the work. Lord God, the internal work, the kingdom building work. Lord God, the restoring work, the rebuilding work in the name of Jesus. God, and I just bless you this morning. I bless you because you've already paved the way. God, you've already given us the instruction. God, you've already made and created the opportunities for us to walk into purpose. God, give us a mind to chase after you. Give us a mind to chase after you like never before. God, and we just bless you this morning. We bless you this morning because you already did it. God, give us a mind to trust your word for our lives. Give us a mind to trust your word for our lives. Give us a mind to trust your word for our lives as I cast the call.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, God, we do want to trust you on today, God. God, we pray, Lord, now in the name of Jesus, that you would take us higher in you on today, Lord God, that there would be none of us, Lord God, but all of you on today, Lord God. God, as we decrease, Lord God, we ask that you would increase on the inside of us, Lord God. God, give us the capacity, Father God, for all that you have placed on the inside of us, God. God, remind us who we are because of who you are on the inside of us, God. For your word says that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, Lord God. So, God, remind us who we are in you, God. When things, Father God, don't look as planned in our own eyesight, Lord God, remind us of the vision that you set on the inside of us, Lord God. God, remind us of the tools and the abilities that you placed on the inside of us, the gifts, Lord God, that you've given us, Lord God, that we are to be accountable for in these last and evil days, Lord God. God, remind us, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us would prosper, Lord God. God, remind us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthened us. God, remind us, Lord God, exactly who you've called us to be, Lord God. God, I thank you on this morning, Lord God, for Thankful Thursday, Lord God. God, and I know that I sit in the midst of people who can agree with me, Lord God, that if you don't do another thing, Lord Jesus, you've already done enough. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you and thank you enough, God, because, God, it was you that saw fit to wake us up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. It was you, Lord God, that called us out of the muck and the miry clay, Lord God, and it was you, Lord God, that established our feet on a firm foundation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the activities of our limbs, Lord God, that you've kept us in our right mind, Lord God. God, that we know our names, Lord God, and we know our addresses, Lord God. God, thank you, Lord Jesus, because somebody somewhere, Lord God, lost their mind on yesterday, God, but we bless you for allowing us to stay in our right mind on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for the S-U-N that rose on this morning, Lord God, that rose in the east, Lord God, and sure enough will go down in the west on today, God.
God, and just as sure as you raised up the sun, Lord God, you are raising up men and women, Lord God, across the nation to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord God. God, that we would preach it line upon line, Lord God, and precept upon precept, Lord God. God, we bless you on today, Lord God, for our loved ones, Lord God, those who have been called into the body of Christ, God, and those who have not yet hearkened their ears unto you, Lord God. We pray for them now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, that you would save them wherever they are, Lord God, whatever street corner they stand on, Lord God. God, whatever bed they lay in, Lord God. God, wherever they are, whatever jail cell they might be in, Lord God. God, save them from the enemy that's on the inside of them, Lord God. God, we rebuke the hand of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. And we tell the enemy that he has no power, no authority over their lives. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you, gets you and all your filthy friends up off of them. God, we come against the spirit of lack. We come against the spirit of depression and oppression. We come against the spirit of suicidal thoughts. We come against the spirit of bipolar. God, we come against the spirit of lesbianism and homosexuality now in the name of Jesus, God. God, and we call every one of those spirits up out of our people, God, and we ask, Lord God, that you would save them, Lord God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God, that they would come in and do the work of you, Lord Jesus. God, and that when they come in, Lord God, they don't just bring themselves in, Lord God, but God, their spirit of influence, Lord God, that they would be atmosphere changers, Lord God, that they would cause a shifting, Lord God, in the atmosphere, Lord God, and things would begin to change on a suddenly, Lord God, that you would change it on the drop of a dime for their sake, Lord God. God, somebody needs to see your face on today, Lord God. God, somebody needs to see your hand on today, Lord God. God, show up in the totality of who you are, God. Show up in the fullness of who you are, Lord God. God, somebody needs shelter on today, God. God, somebody needs finances on today, God. God, somebody needs a job on today, God. God, somebody needs to be healed on today, God. Somebody needs to be delivered on today, God. God, show up and show out, Lord God. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you would place your super on our natural, Lord God, so that we can do some supernatural things, God, because of what you've done for us, Lord God. God, we won't be remiss to give your name praise. God, we won't be remiss to give your name glory and honor, Lord God, because you are due it, Lord Jesus. God, we love you on today. We magnify you on today, God. God, you are a great God, and you are greatly to be praised from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, God. Your name will forever remain the same, God. God, when doors are being shut in our face, God, your name will remain the same, God. God, when our spouses walk out on us, God, your name will remain the same, Lord God. God, when our jobs are being lost, God, your name will remain the same, oh God. When our relationships with our children and our parents, Lord God, don't look like they used to look, God, God, your name will yet remain the same, God. God, I thank you that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, that you are the master healer, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, Lord God, that you are Baal Perazim, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are El Roy, God, that you see all and that you know all, God. God, I thank you that you sit high, God, but you look low, Lord God, and that earth is your footstool, God, but heaven is your home, God. I thank you, God, that you call us your friends, God. God, and I thank you that you already knew us before you formed us in our mother's womb, God, and you said great things have you put in store for us, Lord God. So, God, as we take our phones off from you on today, God, God, I pray, Lord God, that we can shift the atmosphere, Lord God, that signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord God, would go forth, Lord God, because of the power, God, that we walk in. stand on today, Jesus. God, we love you on today, God. God, we honor you on today, God. God, there's none greater than you on today, God. God, you are, God, all that we need you to be, exactly what we need you to be, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you hung your bread and your died, Lord God, on the cross for us, Lord Jesus. And God, had you not done that, Lord Jesus, where would we be, oh God? God, send the healing to the land, oh God. God, send the healing to the land, Lord God. God, we bless your name on today. We glorify your name on today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. None greater than you, God. Mighty are the works of your hands, oh God. Mighty to heal, Lord God. Mighty to save, oh God. Mighty to deliver, Lord Jesus. Mighty, Lord God. You are a God, you said that you would make a way out of mistake for us, Lord God. God, we thank you all today, God. We thank you all today, God, that we are not moved by what we see, oh God. We are not moved by what we hear, Lord God. God, we are only moved by the word of God on today, Jesus. God, send us a word in the name of Jesus, Lord God. One that would convict us, Lord God. One that would change our minds, oh God. One that would change our lives, Lord Jesus. God, send the word, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Send the word, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we want to see you on today, Lord God. God, we thank you for your anointing on today, Lord God. The anointing, God, that destroys yokes and breaks chains, oh God. The anointing, Lord God. The anointing, Lord God, that heals us, Lord God. God, thank you that you are the balm in Gilead, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that I can apply the word, God, on every wound of my life, Lord God. That I can apply the word, Lord God, in every area that's out of place in my life, Lord God. God, that you said that you would be the balm, God, that I need in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bless you on today. We worship you on today, God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We worship you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God, and your favor that follows us all the days of our lives, Lord God. God, I bless you on today, Lord God. We bless you on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We bless you on today, Jesus. God, for every crooked path, Lord God, that you are realigning, Lord God. God, for every door that was closed, and I thank God that you are opening, Lord God. God, we bless you on today, God. So when you swing the door wide open, God, we can run through it, God. We thank you. Giving on our hearts, Lord God, with a praise in our spirit, Lord God, and a song on our lips, God, we bless you on today, God. God, there's none greater than you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you on today, God. God, your name, God, your name, God, your name, God, your name, God. God, we thank you that you are Jesus, God. Jesus, God, in the morning, Lord God. Jesus. In the noonday, Lord God. You, Jesus, in the evening, Lord God. God, we bless you on today, God. We bless you on today, God. God, we bless you on today.
He did the work. He completed the work.
Hallelujah, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for completing, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that as we draw close, God, to the seventh month, Lord God, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are more than halfway through, Lord God. God, and if we would just hold out, Lord Jesus. God, that our change is about to come in the name of Jesus, God. God, I decree and declare, Lord God, that our glory, Lord God, would be greater than our beginning in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we have, God, the tenacity, Lord God, to run on a little further in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you that the race is not given to the strong nor to the swift, Lord God, but God, to the one that endures to the end, Lord God. God, give us the endurance power, Lord God, that we can walk this thing out, God. We can walk it out in the name of Jesus, God. God, allow us to walk it out, God. Walk it out to the end, Satan. Don't give up, God. Hold on just a little while longer, God. And help us on the way, God. God, don't allow them to give up, Jesus. God, don't allow them to give up, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hold on. Faith, hold on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us on the way. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Help us on the way. God, we bless your name today, God. God, thank you for meeting the needs of your people, God. Thank you for meeting the needs, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord God. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, God. Hey, God, we bless you. God, fill us up on the inside, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Fill us up on the inside, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, tell us to get back on the wall, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. God, show us how to get back on the wall,
Jesus. Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. God, our country, our nation, our children, our lives. People are dying, God, because we have fallen off of our post, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
God, show us how to get back on our assignments, oh God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
To not be busy with church stuff, God, but to be busy doing the will and the work of our Father, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. In the name of
Jesus.
Oh, we bless your name on today, God. We bless your name on today, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your blood on today. We thank you for your blood, God, the blood that you shed on Calvary's Hill for us, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your blood, God, your blood, God, your blood, God. Thank you for your blood, God, and we apply the blood of Jesus over our lives on today, God. We apply the blood of Jesus over our homes, God, over our minds, God, over our bodies, God, over our loved ones, God. We apply the blood of Jesus, God. God, the blood, God, the blood, Jesus, the blood, Jesus, the blood, Jesus, the blood, Jesus, the blood, God, the blood, God, that washes us whiter than snow, God, the blood, Jesus, that causes the death angel to cross over, God, the blood of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The blood, Jesus, that reconciles us one to another, God, the blood, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God, the wonder working blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
God, we bless you on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
The enemy cannot cross the line.
God, and we glorify your name, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We glorify your name, God. We glorify your name. God, and we will not forget that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice in it on today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We will rejoice in it, oh God. God, we are glad that you called us into your community, Lord God. God, we love you all today. And we glorify you, God. And we pray, Lord God, that you give us traveling grace and mercy, Lord God, that you would take us to and from our destination safely, Lord God. That God, that you would allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come nigh us, our dwelling place, or the vehicles that we drive in, God.
Thank you, Lord.
My life so shine.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let everyone that knows.
We bless your name.
We know that Jesus Christ is Lord.
We bless your name, God.
And I'll praise your name.
We glorify you. As I turn the call back over, God, we love you on today, God. We love you on today, Jesus. We love you,
Jesus.
Because you first loved us, oh God. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you,
Jesus.
We love you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We love you all today.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise.
Thank you for the freedom, God. Thank you for the shift in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the suddenness.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for the suddenness. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Keep showing up in our lives day by
yes,
day
God.
With a testimony
yes, God.
About the suddenness, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus, we bless you today. Hallelujah.
We bless your name.
Amen.
We glorify
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank
yes,
you,
God.
Thank you for the freedom.
We praise God.
God.
We praise God.
God. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. God, we show up. We
yes, God.
Show up every morning.
Yes, God. Yes,
we
God.
Are consistent. We
yes,
are faithful.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we want more
hallelujah.
Of you.
Yes, God.
Thank you for honoring
yes,
our faithfulness. Thank you, God, for honoring our commitment.
Yes, God.
God. In the name of the sacrifices that are made.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, that it's not falling on deaf ears. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you, God, that you see our labor, of love. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that
praise
our motives
God,
and our intentions
everyone.
Are right.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
they are pure, God. We offer
yes,
those
God.
Things up to you, God, and remind you.
In the name,
in
of,
the name, in the name of Jesus,
to remind
we pray.
You of your word, God. We
yes,
speak
God.
Your word back to you.
Yes,
amen.
God.
We declare
yes,
in Jesus' amen. Name that every need is met. Today,
in the name of Jesus,
can't do anything about tomorrow or next
yes,
week.
Yes, God.
The needs for today are met, Father.
Yes, God.
Thank you for traveling mercy. Thank you
yes,
for answering prayers
thank
and healing.
You,
yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Giving hallelujah. Us the courage to take a step, to get up. You got to get
thank
up before you
Jesus.
Take a step.
Yes,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you endow us with the power that is needed.
Yes, God.
The family that is needed, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In our spirit and in our mind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus. We don't take that lightly, God.
Hallelujah.
God, we're not
in the name of Jesus, we pray.
We are simply
yes,
reminding
Lord.
You of your word.
Yes, God.
Yes,
yes. God. Yes,
every
God.
Need
thank you, Lord.
Supplied.
God.
Yes,
God.
Us need a break.
Yes, God.
All of us need to feel what it's like again to be able to go and buy something without being worried about how much it costs.
Yes,
to go across the bridge without worrying about how they're going to pay the toll to get back. Some of us are too proud to talk about that.
Give
there are needs that are great on us. Some of us need to be
yes,
reminded
God.
What it feels like to get up without having to take a pill, the medication
yes,
that has been prescribed
yes,
for
God. Yes, God.
Some of
yes,
us have
God.
Forgotten what it feels like to wake
yes,
up and not
God.
Have any
yes,
pain
yes,
in our body.
Yes,
some of us have forgotten what it feels like to be in a peaceful relationship. God.
Yes,
thank you for the break today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the break today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you and we give your name
bless
praise
you.
And we give your name honor, God, because
hallelujah.
You alone are worthy.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Only you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the people of God were together with one accord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
So as we move into love, life, and victory, are there anyone that did not get a chance to say good morning?
Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice. Anyone else didn't get a chance to say good morning?
Good morning, Claire.
Who was the other person?
Good morning, Gail. Good morning, Cherise.
And who is that again?
April.
Good morning, April.
Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, it's Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Michelle.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Are there any first-time callers that joined us late?
Good morning, it's Catherine.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, it's Connie.
Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
First-time caller, good morning, God's Child.
And who's your first-time caller again?
God's Child.
Well, welcome. We're glad that you joined us.
Thank you.
Very glad that you joined us. And who invited you?
My sister, Marion Price.
Marion Price. Well, we're so glad to have you. I know that you will be blessed.
Thank you.
And is there any other first-time callers?
Good morning. This is Marion.
Good morning, Marion.
Good morning.
Is this your first time?
Welcome. No.
Oh, okay. We welcome
all
of you.
Good morning, Marion. Good morning.
So, I am going to turn the call over now to Tanya. I just wanted to let Tanya know that that was an awesome, awesome declaration. I really did enjoy it, and I'm sure everyone else did. Okay, Tanya, I'm turning it to you.
Thank you, Susie. You always do such an amazing job. We really appreciate your sound. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. I was on the treadmill. Sorry, y'all. And I couldn't hear that word. Did you say what was the name of the first time caller, the new caller?
Honey.
I'm sorry?
She said Gamer's Child.
Yes.
Anna Zetta. My name is Anazetta. I just said God's Child.
Yes, okay.
Oh, okay. Anazetta. Okay.
Anazetta,
okay.
Nice.
Anazetta, what a beautiful name. And we just want to, not to put you, embarrass you at all, that's not it. We just want to celebrate you. Every person that calls, we want to embrace them and help them to feel welcome. Because it's a little awkward being on a call. We can't see each other or whatever. So imagine if it's okay with you, just imagine us giving you a good, great big old godly hug and welcoming you this morning. And thank you for joining us and spending time with us.
Hoo-dee-hoo.
So this portion.
Yes.
Hoodie hoo.
Welcome, welcome, Minnesota.
Thank you.
I love unique names. My name is Tanya. People try to confuse me with my place is the Tanya on the call, but my name is Tanya, and I love unique names. So, at any rate, before we move into the love, life, and victory portion of the call, yesterday's call was so phenomenal when the Holy Spirit just showed up and gave a word for several people that were on the call. I'm just wondering, before we move on, I'm just wondering if Cherie is on the call, or the mother of Crystal, or Don, or Donald, or if they're not on the call, if somebody knew who those people were and you got word to them and they accepted that word, just wanted an acknowledgement. You don't have to go into detail. Just wanted to see if you were here, and just want to say God bless you to you and let you know that we are praying for you. Are any of those three people on the call, or if anybody has association with them and they heard about the word for them? Amen. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to move it right along. You know, this is my quote-unquote favorite part of the call where I get to ask questions. You know what is ironic? I think Ravonda was saying this on yesterday when she gave the declaration. He alluded to this at any rate, and I took it. What I took from it is that, you know, things don't just happen by osmosis. We got to do something. And sometimes we have to do those things afraid. And sometimes we do those things not quite sure if this is what we should be doing, but there's this unction, this thing inside of us. It's like it's in our gut. For me, it's in my gut. And I know sometimes I will not get nervous, but I'll, like my every nerve in my body, in my torso, it comes alive, and I feel this, I don't even know how to describe it, and it's almost nervousness, but it's not. There's a completely difference between being nervous and this feeling that overwhelms me, and I know it's the presence of God. I'm just trying to, or the anointing, I'm just trying to describe what it feels like to me, because we're human, and for some of you, you might be experiencing this, and you didn't really know what it was, which is why I'm taking the time to describe it. But at any rate, I'll feel this thing. Sometimes my knees will get weak, and I know it's not me. Sometimes my knees will get weak, and I know that I have to say something or do something. And I'll give the declaration, or I'll deliver the message, the preached word of God, or give the person that God has spoken to me, give them the word that he has given for me. And after I do it, I feel a sense of relief. But if I don't do it, I will feel convicted and guilty that I wasn't obedient to what God led me to do. And so sometimes, even with these declarations, I'm not sure. Like, God, are you really sure that's what you want me to say this morning? Okay, I'm going to trust you. But at any rate, my intention is always to be a blessing to the people of God. So with that said, is there anything, before we start asking the questions, is there anything that, was there an aha moment for anybody, or was there anything that really stood out for you during the declaration that made you go, or it made you sit straight up, or it made you stop what you were doing? It grabbed your attention. Anybody?
Tanya, this is Pretty Patrice.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome declaration. And yes, there was an aha moment for me. The same thing happened for me and my cousin. I was about 25, and my grandmother invited us to her church, and we both went, and we both received the Lord Jesus that day. We both walked out. We were sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we gave ourselves to the Lord that day, and it's something that I'll never forget, and I'll be eternally grateful for. My grandmother's no longer here now, but my cousin and myself are both saved today, and both are doing work in the kingdom, kingdom building. And, you know, it was scary for me. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to happen. I just knew that I was tired. And once we did it, it's not like we planned it, that we were going to go up there or we were going to do anything that day. It just happened. And it just so reminded me when you ended that situation. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Anybody else? Another, stopped you in your tracks. No, Patty, Patrice, I can identify with your testimony just now. I have often talked about how that I accepted the Lord when I was early age. I was around 8, and I know for sure that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit when I was 8 as well. And I'll never forget, I still see that picture in my mind of speaking in a heavenly language at 8 years old. Yeah, but I made a decision when I became a teenager. You know, we did the many of my friends, Cindy, or if she's on the line, or maybe Cheryl or Marcus might be able to identify with this. We would be real good and saved, running for the Lord on fire during the summer because we were around each other, going to vacation Bible school and the other little activities that they had planned for us. But at the beginning of the school year, you know, it was just, ooh, I can't do this same thing during school. I got to be like the rest, you know, just inconsistent. And I remember making a decision as a teenager, I don't know, maybe I was 14 or 15, that I gave God his gift back. I didn't want salvation. I gave him his gift back. And I started to do things. I wasn't a really rowdy, you know, and it doesn't matter if you make a decision to give that gift back, it doesn't matter how the levels of things that we do. We try to put those levels on there. But going back, I'm making a point. I got sick and tired. I was sick and tired. I tried the club. It did, like, I got shut. Ooh, somebody threw a drink at me. I think they threw a drink at me. Maybe they just threw it, or maybe it just kind of spilled. It didn't hit me, but I felt the alcohol on some of it on me. And I remember somebody saying, "What you doing here? You don't need to be at, you know," and just feeling out of place, just feeling out of place when I tried to get high, when I did get high. Just fit, it didn't fit. Don't laugh at me. I see you laughing over there. I sinned too. Yes, I did. Don't, Anazetta, don't be offended. That's an inside joke. It's not really inside. They really make fun of me. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I was making a deep point. At the age of 19, I was tired. I was literally tired, and I'll never forget. I got dressed for church. We had, you know, this is way back in the day, anybody that was coaching, we had YPWW, Young People's Willing Workers, or Sunday night service. Maybe we had stopped YPWW, but it was a Sunday night, and I made a decision that I was going to go to church with my mom that night, and I was dressed ready before she was, and she was like, "Well, where are you going?" I said, "To church with you," and it startled her. She was dumbfounded. And it was if she put herself in gear and got herself so ready so quick because she didn't want me to change my mind. And right in the middle of them having a discussion, all of a sudden, because I had been battling, sitting there in my mind, like, "Are you really doing this? Are you really going to get saved again? Are you going to repent? Are you going? No, you don't want to do that. What about Lenny? What about this? What about your car? What about that? What about, you know, what you going to do with it?" And all of a sudden, I stood up. I did not stand up. I had to do the work, though. I had to get myself there. The Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, the angels were not going to come and get me from my mother's house, get me dressed, and then take me to church. I had to make a step. I had to make a decision. I got to the church, and I sat there. And it was all I could do. Before I knew it, I'm not exaggerating at all. Before I knew it, I was up. It was as if someone lightly on both sides of me stood me up, raised my hands, and I gave up to God. Like, I went after him so hard in a panic that it tore up the whole church. And I have never looked back since. I've tried to look back. I've been tempted to look back. But go back to what? Being sick and tired of being sick and tired and do that voluntarily? No, ma'am. No, sir. So anyway, thank you for just brought that memory back, Patrice, when you said that. Anybody else have a aha, and then we'll move on.
Tanya, you know what? You just seem like you just told my story too, because I came to the Lord when I was 23. I wasn't raised in the church, but all my life I could never go past a certain level. I smoked, I drank, and all of that, but I never felt good about it. You know, I felt like something was wrong, like I shouldn't be doing this, or I shouldn't be here and in this particular environment. And finally, long and short of it, you know, I started taking Bible studies and I gave my life to the Lord. But then there was a period, you know, I gave my life to the Lord. I was 23. My friends were still having fun, so I kind of slipped back into my old habits. Went to church one day, and the same thing happened to me. I'm sitting in church, and pastor was preaching, and he was doing the altar call, and he was just about to close out, and I'm having this war in my mind, like this voice, like, you need to get up, and I'm like, no, you know, I stayed in my seat, and I literally felt like there were two, like you said, angels that lifted me up and raised my hand, and once that was done, I was able to say, I want to get, you know, baptized, but it was an awesome experience when the Lord touched me like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my story is similar to yours.
Thank you. And everybody's story is not like, you know, everybody's story might not have those similarities. Everybody's experience is different. And it doesn't mean that you are any less or your experience was any less important or valuable if it didn't happen like that. You know, just God. Some people are not at church when they give their lives to the Lord, when they meet that condition, and God says, I believe, this is in my sanctified imagination, it ain't no scripture, ain't no scripture to I can't quote no scripture on this, but I believe in my sanctified imagination that we have this timeline, and God allows us to go through, now this I do know, he allows us to go through experiences so that we can be a testimony to others that we went through it, God saved us, and he delivered us so he can do the same to them. That absolutely is scriptural. Yes? Was somebody trying to say something? Okay. You might want to mute your phone. But at any rate, I believe that we come to this timeline when it's just our time. And even where we are, I believe, is all scripted. And it's our time to give up and get right and give our hearts to the Lord. Absolutely, it's time. And he just says, come on, child, you tired. I know you're tired. I made sure you were tired. Come on over here and do what's right. But let's go back to our triplets. I did not know this. I did not know that, excuse me, one second, I got a sneeze. Oh, sorry, now it wouldn't come. Goodness. All right, so I did not know until I had done a little research about, well, I knew about multiple births, but I did not know that it was possible to have triplets that were fraternal. I thought that, as I read the information, it made sense, you know, and I won't go through all the specifics. If you want to know, you can do a Wikipedia search, but most of the time they are a result of artificial some kind of artificial or assisted reproductive technology, but it definitely can happen spontaneous. So when we look at these three characters, they were three individuals with a lot of similarities. Excuse me, and I want to kind of delve into each of them. First, I want to talk about Paige, who just had this sense of entitlement. Like, because of the way she was treated, because of, you know, the experiences in her life. Now, I wasn't, sometimes we, I know all of us can identify with people who we know that believe they are entitled. And sometimes it can be a little unsettling, you know, because they feel that they're entitled. They, somehow they get a pass on regular things in life, adult things, responsible things. Does anybody know anybody? Like that? Not that any of you are like that at all, but does anybody know anybody who has a sense of entitlement? How do you deal with a person like that, that has that just assumes that because they are who they are, you're supposed to meet every single need that they have, or you're supposed to stop what you're doing and pay attention to them, not just pay attention to them, rearrange your whole life for them because they have this sense of entitlement or that you are supposed to go out of your way to help them no matter what. I know that there are people we can all identify. Get that person in your mind. Don't say their name out loud. Can any of you give any nuggets on how you actually deal with that person, how you interact with them? Or maybe you've cut them off because their entitlement became so overbearing. Anyone?
Hey, Tanya, this is Marcus. I wanted to say that incredibly awesome declaration today. Thoroughly enjoyed
it. Thank you.
I wanted to say that, yeah, I've dealt with that. When I was younger, I used to cut people off quickly because I didn't understand what it was about. I didn't even understand the title of it. Like, it was called the sense of entitlement. But what I later learned as I grew older is that I would really dissect what, you know, given the situation, what it is that we're dealing with at the moment. Like, for instance, if you called me like 50 times on my phone and I answer it and you say, well, I just wanted to talk to you, I want to know where you are or whatever, my response is, well, no, this is not an emergency, I'll talk to you later, and hang up the phone. And what I found is I just have to brace myself for them reacting to that, you know, and just understand that the person has this problem, you know. And so, but if it's something that's really, really important, you know, then I'll, okay, this is important, and so let's attend to that, you know. So I guess I find myself just trying to help them and help me so that I don't go crazy, you know, just deciphering what's important and what's not, so.
Excellent, excellent, excellent example. That's, for me, what stood out for me, Marcus, as you spoke, is that you set healthy boundaries without even realizing that's what you were doing, but knowing that you had to do something so that this person would not drive you, yeah, for lack of a better, to drive you crazy. Like, are you serious? You blowing up my phone and all you wanted to do was see what I was doing? I'm talking to you. That's what I'm doing. No, I'm kidding. You wouldn't say it like that. I'm just kidding. Anybody else? Anybody else on that? Yes. Who's this?
This is Carol. And,
hey, Carol.
Hey, great declaration.
Thank you.
When you asked that question, oh, my goodness, last night at a Bible study at my church, it was verbatim what was being discussed, and it was sense of entitlement. I, unfortunately, this past weekend, was in on like a conference. It was actually a Sunday school conference, and someone who's in the church and has, you know, a pretty high position did something that I didn't find favorable personally to me. And it wasn't, now that I look at it, it wasn't a really, really big deal, but it kind of hurt my feelings. And I was like, wow, does she do this because, you know, she has this high position in church? And it was almost like she didn't tell me to shut up, but she might as well have. That's basically how it was. But my pastor went on to say last night how it shouldn't be allowed, you know, anywhere. I mean, nobody in the church should ever have some sort of church hurt. But what I did, it bothered me for, I want to say, about 2 or 3 days. And I talked to my husband about it, and he was like, yeah, you know, because I'm one of those kind of people, when things are done, you can kind of like see it on my face. And so I just prayed about it. I prayed about it, and ironically, we had this discussion about entitlement and stuff on last night, and then it comes up this morning. So amazing. So that's what I do. That's what I'm going to do in the future, because that prayer, just praying, just allowed me to completely get over the hurt. And when I seen that person yesterday, I just loved on him, you know, and that helped me. And, you know, at first my flesh wanted to be, I'm not saying nothing to her, da-da-da-da, but instead I love, you know, I'm good, you know. God bless you, you know.
I don't know how to put it. She went on the California line.
Hello, was somebody speaking?
That's somebody having a conversation. I got it. Can I say something real quick to you?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that's one of the things that I love about Victory, and our the family that we have is, well, there are a couple of things. The very first one is it calls you to maturity, to a place where, you know, offenses happen. It's just, it's part of life. But I thank God for the word that says, guard your heart with all of your diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And life happens. Things happen. And people say things without thinking. People say things with no precursor. People speak things and really don't consider the outcome. And sometimes it's just blatant ignorance. And I'm not saying stupidity, I'm saying ignorance. You really don't realize the impact or the power of your words, but the thing about Victory that I love the most is because we bring them in, we grow them up, we send them out. You can't walk around with a whole bunch of offenses in your heart. The quicker you forgive, the quicker you heal. The quicker you heal, the greater the expectation for your purpose and the promise of God over your life. When you get to a place where stuff happens, it happens. Get over it. Move forward. Keep pressing and stay focused. And those little offenses really kind of come as your little check. It's your thermostat. Where are you really? If you get mad, and especially with regard to people who don't have a huge impact on your life in the first place, then, I mean, they could if you allow it, but it lets you know what their character looks like. And it gives you a mirrored reflection of what not to do. What not to do. Sometimes we deal with senior people who swear because they older than you or they been saved longer than you that there's an entitlement. Or you deal with people in authority, you know, places of authority that feel like they're infallible. But when you get to a place where you can just kind of take stuff with a grain of salt, your life progresses in a whole different way. You can have situations and circumstances happen that could, one of two things, either derail you or propel you. Choose one. That's all. Muting.
Tanya.
Yeah, go ahead, Didi.
This is, hey, good morning, my beautiful Beast Mode, Vic DeVille, Leanne. I love y'all. Thank you, Brother Marcus, because I, too, for years, I was the dumping ground, it seemed like, for everybody. And then I finally had to learn so that I wouldn't get that sanctifiedness that Sister Patricia talked about. I had to set healthy boundaries, too. And these are some really close, deep people to me that for some reason thought, or maybe I was the one that thought I could solve all their problems and I don't want anybody to be upset or hurt. But now at 47, almost 48, I no longer, like you said, I have my husband looked at my phone, and he said, how can you have so many text messages? Because I don't respond to everything anymore. I pray about it, and I don't, because I'm not the problem solver. I can't save anybody. I'm not Ayala. I can't fix somebody's life. So I've had to learn to let some people grow up, too, because sometimes we are enablers. So healthy boundaries is what I set now, and I don't care. My mom, I love my mama, but I won't let anybody jump on me because my peace matters. That's all. Love y'all. Beast mode. Going on mute.
You know, I love go ahead. Who was that?
Oh, this is Marcus. I wanted to say one more other thing. A lot of times I think some of us, it develops from childhood, the sense of entitlement issue. And I've noticed that in my youngest daughter. And so what I've noticed is, like, my earphones will come up missing, and I'm like, where are my earphones? And she has them. Or say I have a water bottle sitting on the table, she'll just take it and start drinking it. Or if I have some sunglasses and they come up missing, I've learned, okay, she must have them. So what I had to teach her, I said, Markayla, yes, I'm your dad, and yes, you can have what I have, but be kind enough to ask for it. Don't just think because that I'm your dad, you could just take whatever, you know, I have because I'm your dad. You still have to be courteous and kind and ask people for stuff rather than just thinking, oh, well, you're mine, so whatever you got is mine too. You know, I just wanted to add that.
That is a great point, because had you not done that, Markayla may very well grow up, believing that, well, this because her, your home, that's where she's getting her training. It's the norm for her.
And she may very well do that with her friends, and she probably does do it with her friends. She ain't thinking nothing of it. She's like, oh, okay, I can have some of that too. Well, I need this. And it may not be interpreted, and she may not be treated as kindly. I want to go back to the healthy boundaries that we were starting to get into. Or actually, let's go back to, before we do that, I'll conclude with the healthy boundaries. Anybody else who knows somebody that they have a sense of entitlement, how do you handle it? How do you handle it?
Tanya, this is good morning. This is Sanai J. Tina. I didn't get a chance to say good morning. But I suffered that to the point to where I had to understand that I was I had got to a point to where I didn't want to say no or disappoint people, and then when I realized that, and then learned that I had codependency issues. Then I started to recognize it and learn about it and set some healthy boundaries for myself and understanding that I can't please and make everybody happy, you know, and because I kind of find myself that I was so busy trying to please and do everything for everyone else that I was forgetting about myself. And that wasn't healthy for me. So I was waking up one morning and didn't know who I was. So I had to learn to stop doing that and understanding that I cannot please everybody. And people are going to have their own thoughts and their actions on when you say no or right now I'm busy, I don't have time, I'll get back with you later. It's nothing that I can do about their feeling and their thoughts, but I have to protect myself and keep myself healthy mentally.
We absolutely do have to keep ourselves, to protect ourselves. Not that people are the enemy, but we have to protect who we are, because if we don't, we won't have anything else to give or contribute to the world. But again, going back to self-entitlement, somebody believes that they are entitled to you, or they are entitled to something that you have, whether it is your time, whether it is your money, whether it is your attention. I think somebody was about to speak.
I don't know,
no?
But this is
okay.
Lisa. Hey, Tan.
No?
Hey. Excellent declaration. Made me think about so many other things. Will say that I didn't think you were going in this direction, but amen. Entitlement, it annoys me. It really does annoy me. That's just honest. It makes me think I don't want to be that. I don't want to act as if, you know, you're supposed to do something for me without me having to put forth an effort or do the work or even say thank you when you give it to me. But it really made me think about that person that feels that entitlement. They sometimes, because they come from an area of privilege or they come from family and they're used to getting what they want, that they know who they are. Now, this is on the positive. And it made me think about us with God, right? So we are his children. We are part of the royal family. We do have some entitlements, but we don't have to walk around and act like it. And I thought about that with Marcus when he was talking about his daughter. You know, you got access to whatever I have, but ask. And then when you get it, show some appreciation and say thank you, some gratitude. And that really made me think about how God is with us, you know, how we are grateful and appreciative because he doesn't have to do anything for us, but yet he's our daddy. So what good daddy wouldn't give his children good gifts? But nevertheless, our attitude and how we receive that. So it made me think about all kinds of things. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Lisa. One more, if there is, and then we'll move on. All right, let's move to Sophia. Sophia, who was she was actually a weekend alcoholic or a functioning alcoholic, she found herself trying to self-medicate because of some things that she had experienced. How many of you would agree? Let me ask it a different way. Does it make sense that when we are born to be procrastinators. Does it make sense that when we are born to be there? Does it make sense that when we are born to be lazy? Does it make sense that when we are born to be mean? Does it make sense that when we are born to be shy? Does that make sense to you? And if so, can you tell me why? I just asked that the wrong way because now nobody is going to respond. Doggone it.
Laughing on me.
Okay, but you know what I'm trying to say, though, right? Do you get on to me? Yes.
Since I'm a procrastinator, I'm going to answer this.
It's a bad habit. Miss Barbara, half the battle is admitting. Go ahead with your bad thing. Go ahead on.
Very bad habit that I need to get out of, and I'm working on it.
That is incredible. You got up. You're making a step because you're doing the work. I'm proud of you, Miss Barbara. Anybody else? Anybody else? Would you agree with my silly analogy? Would you agree with me, please? That we are born procrastinators. We are born lazy. We are born. Now, I know that there are certain genetic dispositions that we have. And I don't want to go down this rabbit trail. I'm just going to throw this out there. One of the things that science says is that if we have parents that are alcoholics, we are 50% more likely, or substance abusers, we are 50% more likely to become, according to the statistic, it was years ago when I was doing my substance abuse counseling, but statistically, they're saying that the children, the offspring, are 50% more likely to be. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the way we look. I'm talking about behaviors that we have. Does that make sense to you? Anybody, can you tell me why? That I'm lazy, that I'm late all the time, that I am any of those things, that I'm bitter. I was born bitter.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Is this the missus?
I'll wait. Go ahead.
Okay, so the missus and then Niecy. Was there somebody else that was trying to speak? Okay, go ahead, missus.
I was just thinking as you was talking about it, and I when I was growing up, I used to see certain things like different kids and stuff, and their lifestyles and the way their parents taught them and the way they were, you know, raised or whatever. And I knew these two girls, and their mother used to call them bad words like bees, and you know, and I couldn't understand why she did this. But later on, these young ladies, when they grew up, they became prostitutes and things like that. So I really believe that it's the way the child is raised. If they're raised to be lazy, they're lazy. If they're, you know what I'm saying, if they're raised that way, a lot of times they're, you know what I'm saying, they take on, or if they live in a type of atmosphere where the parents, they smoke and they drink, they become drinkers, you know, that's just the way I see it.
Thank you, Mrs. I agree with you. Niecy?
She said exactly what I was going to say. We model behaviors in which we are partakers in. So if it's in our home, we model that because it's a learned behavior. If it's on our job, because I'm a firm believer that the atmosphere around you can overtake you before you can overtake it, because there's so many more negatives in the world than there are positives. We sometimes we get caught up in the negative, you know, display more so than the positive display. So it's a learned behavior.
Absolutely. Anyone else
I
before?
I absolutely agree with that, but I want to also interject that we have that speaking creative ability. So you can be born in poverty and born in the hood and someone speaking life into you because we have those self-fulfilling prophecies. She was speaking what they would become. Remember the names that people have been given and how they have been, you know, born into that family or whatever, but whatever names back in the Bible, they fulfilled those names because it was spoken over their lives so often. So we really have that ability, regardless of where you come from, to still speak life into people. It is learned behaviors, yes, but we can change those behaviors by what we speak and what we say because we are, you know, becoming what we speak and we'll have whatsoever we say. So.
Great.
Tanya.
Yes.
As a child or a product of one of those children that mother called them names, I vowed that I would never do that to my children. My mother drank beer, and I vowed that I would never drink. And so when my mom passed away, I was 25. And it wasn't because she called me out of my name, but like Lisa said, I had someone speaking life into me while she was doing the things that she was doing, while she was going through what she was going through. And I just said, I'm not going to be that one. I did end up in a relationship that was not good for me, but I don't contribute it to my mom. It's a choice I made, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does. Yeah, all of it, you know, and some of us have gone through some major life-changing situations. Some of them were tragic. Some of them, like if some people on this line probably, if they told their story, their real story, we would literally sit and scratch our head like, how in the world did you survive that? And you still have your sanity? Are you kidding me? Now I'm gonna come back to that because I wanna speak about B before we tie it all up.
Okay.
So B. Oh, no, but were you finished, Patty? I mean, Patrice, were you finished?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Okay. So let's take a quick look at B, whose name I looked this name up on online. Her name is translated Joy. B, the name B, V E A, is translated Joy. But she was really super, super shy. And I read something about shy people. I don't know if there are any shy people on the line. If you can verify this for me, and you don't have to go into a dissertation, you could just say yes or no to
yes, I'm shy.
Yeah,
yep.
Who was that?
Super shy. Didi is shy.
Oh, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we forgive her. Oh, okay. And you know what? Well, you know what's funny? There are some shy aspects about Dee Dee. I confess that because I don't want her to be completely wrong. But anyway, great listeners. Is there a shy person that can confirm that? Great listeners? Okay, go ahead and raise your hand. Okay, you and you. Uh-huh. And you. Okay, great. Okay, great listeners. They are great at encouraging others. Somebody, if you're fixing grits, I don't want a grits. I want some French toast. But I want it local.
Omelet,
okay. They are great at giving some, not all, but some of them, some shy people are great at giving advice and encouraging others individually. They would prefer to take a back seat as opposed, some of them would prefer to take a back seat as opposed to being out front. Is there any, those are three things that I remember. Is there anybody that's on the call and you're shy and you can agree with anything that I just said?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Now, out of the shy people that just spoke, is there anybody else? I'm sorry, I want to give you time to check your phone off mute.
Yes.
Out of Absolutely.
Okay.
So I think I heard like maybe 12 people. Out of you 12, are any of you willing to say yes? And my name is.
Yes, my name is Tiffany.
Yes, my name is Resilient Rosanna.
Yes, my name is Deborah John Walsh.
Yes, and somebody was speaking about that. Who was that last person who was speaking just now?
Oh, yes, my name is Deborah Yvonne.
Okay, and there was somebody else.
Yes, my name
Pamela.
Is
Sinai J. Pamela and Sinai J. Anybody else?
Yes, Claire.
Claire, I think I heard. Did I hear Claire?
Yes, you did.
Okay, and who else? Somebody was speaking while she was speaking?
Yes, my name is Catherine.
Catherine, okay. Was there anybody that I missed? I didn't call your name. You said it, but I didn't call your name.
Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. Anybody else?
Yes. My name is Deborah Evans.
I'm Deborah Evans. Hey, Deborah Evans.
Yes,
Deborah has an amazing laugh. Before the call is over, I hope she'll let us hear it. So did I miss anybody that I don't know?
And you didn't hear Ollie say yes, and my name is Ollie. And yes, and my name is Dion. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Miss Ollie. Okay. So, first of all, I want to say.
Can you add me to this, Juliet?
Juliet, for real? Are you shy for real?
I think you come out.
Yeah. I don't think you shy no more that much, Juliet. But okay, you could be included in the number if you want to. But because you've met, the reason that I say that I don't want to take that away from you. The reason that I say that is because you make an effort to make comments, and so I appreciate that. But I want to say to all of you that were brave enough to say your name and admit that you're shy, I celebrate you and I salute you for being brave enough to say something. That's awesome. You took a step. You got up. Do you realize that? You got up, man. You got up. This call was for you this morning, more than anybody else. It was for you.
Wow.
Now, I didn't plan that part. Somebody was just trying to speak. Who was that? No? Okay. I didn't plan that part of the call, but the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, acknowledge them. Because you're special. You are special. And I'm going to start naming names, and then I'm going to forget somebody. Ollie, you are so special. Rosanna, you're so special. You are. I see the work that you're doing, Rosanna. I see it. Catherine, I see you making the effort, making your comments and praying. I'm going to get in trouble. Somebody else said it. Wait, who else said it? Ollie, Tiffany. Juju, I absolutely see you doing the work. Michelle, keep showing up. I hear you make comments sometimes. That's awesome. Okay, I forgot. Deborah Yvonne. Oh, my goodness. Deborah Yvonne is amazing, y'all. You are an amazing, powerful woman. Deborah Evans, you got to laugh. You got to give us that giggle. Her laugh is anointed from heaven. You've got to give us one today before we get off the call. Who did I miss? I get everybody? If I missed you, say it.
Tiffany.
Tiffany. If I didn't, then Tiffany, oh, my God. You know, I love T-Names. Anyway, you my girl. Every time I see you, something happens. I just get happy inside. Akita, oh, my God. How can I forget my Sinajay? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I don't believe she's shy, though. She said she is, because maybe that's why my brain. But if she said it, I believe it. And Sinajay is a powerhouse. I love that girl. I was assigned to her way back when she first accepted Christ. I still remember when she walked into True Hope with her head lifted high. I was up in the choir stand. She had on white. And I said, who is that woman? She exudes power. She does for me. And I saw something in her that just go, wow. Man, there's something about her. And it became my mission. It was slow and it wasn't really methodical, but I waited and slowly I was able to to get in there and help her. And I hope I've made a little bit of an impact on her life. Did I miss anybody who said that they were shy?
Claire.
Claire. Oh, my God. If you guys, I'm going to post a picture of Claire when she first started calling into the Victory Room. And one, and a recent one, so you can see the you can see this woman, this powerful woman of God, who has literally, I don't want a lot of butter on my French toast, whoever that is that's cooking right now. I don't want a whole lot of butter. Okay, she has literally transformed before our eyes, you guys.
Yeah.
You talk about somebody who's done some work. Thank you, Lisa. Did I miss anybody else? Okay, so I want to wrap it up because it's 7:58 and I got to get to purpose. There were some events that happened in these young girls' lives that forever changed. It was a life, that's why they call them life-changing events. It was a life-changing event. Life-changing events can happen in our childhood. They can happen in our as minors. They can happen when we are young adults. They can happen when we are mid-age. They can happen as seniors. Life has a way of changing your life and taking the control from you. And in their particular instance, a life-changing event with their father committing suicide forever changed who they were. If you notice in the declaration, I talked about how outgoing they were, charismatic, all of those things, witty and intelligent. Then something happened that changed that, and all three of them, dealt with it differently. Because even though they are twins with many, many similarities, some of them genetic, they are still individuals. And so they handled it a bit. Bee shut down. She used to be the most vocal. But the involuntary scream that erupted from her voice changed who she was. And she went inside. Miss D talked about the tortoise. She went inside. That was safe for her. Paige, hers was expressed in a different way. She made a decision to use entitlement as a way for her to survive. It was her survival mechanism. She was also very proud. She had pride issues too. Pride comes from feeling like, offenses come from pride. I was shocked to hear this because I didn't think I had a lot of pride. I didn't. I realize now that I did. Didn't even know it, but I've worked on it. Over this last year and a half, I've worked, but really it's intensified this last year and a half. But offenses come from being offended. You got a little pride that you need to work on. That's what I learned. And I couldn't believe it when somebody said that. But when I evaluated it, because really what it's saying is, who do you think you are to hurt me? I don't deserve that. You don't have the right to hurt me. Well, who do you think you are that you can't be hurt? Why you can't be hurt? You ain't that special? Tanya, you are not that special. I'm talking to Tanya right now. Do I like it when somebody offends me? Absolutely not. But I am trying to center myself to the place where it doesn't affect me. I let it go because I've got a lot of stuff that I'm trying to do. And then let's get to Sophia. Sophia chose to self-medicate at a very early age. These are circumstances that affected these girls' lives. Unfortunately, they didn't have the right people speaking into their lives. And the saints meant well when they would say, just believe God, he's got another plan. That's just not what they needed to hear at that point. So as I wrap it up, I want to say to you, get up! What you waiting on? We need you. The world is waiting on your sound. The world is waiting on the unique thing that makes you unique. The whole world? No, your world. And we are a part of your world. And we need you to show up. We need you to get up. Y'all remember James Brown? Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up. See, I know some songs. All right, y'all. It's 802.
You funny.
We got you. Thank you.
I know I am.
Thank you.
Heck of funny.
Where's Deborah Evans? Deborah Evans, was that you just now?
I think she on mute over there.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Come on, girl, and laugh with me. I'm tickling you.
I don't understand how my laugh can be anointed. I
it is.
I'm not getting that. Hallelujah. On. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Okay?
Have a blessed day.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Oh, that's all I can say.
If it's a laugh, I'll take it. If that's the way, Lord, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll do it.
Medicine, laughter.
Yes.
Okay, hallelujah.
Yes,
it
absolutely is.
Yes.
And you know what happens? We reduce,
yes.
we emit,
hallelujah.
Or we release those endorphins,
yes.
Those things
hallelujah.
That happen. I don't know where
yes.
You were today, Deborah, or what was
hallelujah.
Going on. But however
yes.
You were feeling, you don't feel that way anymore because
hallelujah.
You release that anointed laugh in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Nikki told us about that on Monday.
The joy of the Lord. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking
about. The joy
about.
Of the Lord. That's all I can say.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Joy is happy. And when we are joyful,
come on, and
that's
we
all
laugh.
It's a joy.
Yeah.
I have joy in spite of everything. I have joy.
Yes,
I have
you
joy.
Do.
Joy.
Bless
so I laugh.
Yes.
And I know it
yes.
Is different. It has been different.
Yes.
So I just thank God for what it is now.
Praise God.
Because I know it can be bad. Thank you.
Amen. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. At any rate, y'all, today is Thursday. Make it a thankful Thursday, you guys. Just, you know, just the fact that you can breathe on your own, be thankful. The fact that you can get up and leave for work, that you have a job, that you were able to
that's
get up
joy.
And get
that's joy. That's joy right there. That'll make
be
you
thankful.
Laugh.
Unspeakable.
Yes.
Yes.
If you got a loved one, y'all been beefing, call them
yes.
And say, hey, let's go
yes.
To lunch. If it's safe for you. If you have
yes.
Someone, if you and your husband had a spat last night, go give him some sugar. Wait till he brings
yes.
His seat, though. Go give him some sugar,
yes.
Honey, and it's all right.
Brown
you know,
sugar.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Make somebody's day today, you guys. I got to go.
Yes.
It's been great. Love y'all. Talk to you tomorrow.
Love
you.
Love you guys.
Oh, don't forget. Don't forget the call tonight.
Everyone have a good day.
Yes.
You too. Bye.
Stay blessed.
Everybody stay blessed. Bye-bye.
Stay blessed.
Bye.
Yes. Peace and love.